You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Coming up later in the program, we'll find out which Wisconsin small town was recently called a must-visit by Smithsonian Magazine.
First, the Wisconsin State Legislature's Budget Committee met yesterday and delayed their vote on Governor Walker's proposal to cut tuition for in-state students at University of Wisconsin campuses around the state.
Sean Johnson covered the Budget Committee meeting yesterday. He's the Capitol Bureau Chief for WPR News. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we've been keeping our eye on this possible tuition cut of 5%. Do we know why the Joint Finance Committee decided to delay its decision on Governor Walker's tuition cut?
They were pretty frank about it. They just said that they're still at odds on whether to do that. So before every meeting, typically, the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Budget Committee, John Nygren, a representative from Marinette, and Senator Alberta Darling from River Hills, talk to reporters for a few minutes about what they're going to do, what they're not going to do. And this tuition cut was at the top of the list as something they're not going to do. So, you know, sometimes you're left guessing as to why the legislature or the budget committee in particular puts off a vote. In this case, they said, look, we're just not there. And specifically, the state Senate, Alberta Darling said, is where there's disagreement. There are some Republican lawmakers there who like the tuition cut or want to have some kind of a tuition cut, and there are some senators who don't.
So we're looking at 5% here. How would the state make up for this tuition cut to UW system campuses if it would pass?
If it would pass, Walker's budget proposed spending $35 million of state funding on the University of Wisconsin to backfill that. We know from just looking at an analysis of Walker's plan by the legislature's nonpartisan budget office that $35 million would actually fall short. It'd actually take about $42 million to make up the lost revenue from the tuition cut. So if they don't do the tuition cut and that $35 million is kind of sitting out there, they could use that money for other programs.
So this has been taking a lot of the spotlight, this proposed tuition cut. What else was included in the governor's budget regarding higher education?
He's got a lot in there regarding performance funding for the University of Wisconsin. So I think it's worth noting, just taking a big picture look at the university budget. This is the best state budget that the university has had in a while, at least budget proposal from the governor, in that funding goes up instead of going down. I think in five of the last six state budgets, the university has seen its state funding cut. So this budget is better in that regard. But there are strings attached to some of that money. We already mentioned $35 million was set aside, but only if there's this 5% tuition cut. Another $42 million would be set aside for various performance metrics. The university would have some say in setting these, but they'd all have to be approved by the governor's Department of Administration. So he would have a lot of say in shaping these performance metrics. They would reward things like degrees in math and science. They would reward faculty instruction hours as opposed to research hours. And in practice, because they would reward completed degrees or percentage of completed degrees, the way that the performance metrics are laid out in the governor's budget would tend to reward some of the bigger institutions, and you know, some of the smaller institutions would have a hard time seeing an increase in funding.
Yeah, so it certainly wouldn't be equal across the board. What decisions were made in the budget committee's meeting yesterday? Because certainly higher ed is out there, but there is a lot of other things on the plate.
Yeah, they passed an expansion of drug testing to more recipients of Wisconsin's W-2 programs, Wisconsin Works program that aims to find jobs for poor people. This wouldn't be the largest expansion of drug testing for public, public benefits in Wisconsin state budget, but this is one of those areas where the governor and Republican legislators are looking to put either drug testing requirements or requirements that you have to work more in order to get public assistance like food share benefits, for example. There's also, on a unanimous vote yesterday, Republicans and Democrats rejected the governor's plan to spend $500,000 per year on promoting what the governor has referred to as the success sequence.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah, so the success sequence is essentially the idea that you are more likely to be economically successful if people get married and wait to have kids until they're 21 years old. This is something that's been promoted by conservatives, social conservatives. Critics argued the proposal was insulting to single moms and ignored the real causes of poverty.
Hmm. And so this was going to be a PR campaign.
Right. Although on a rare unanimous vote for something that, you know, that of this magnitude anyway, that's not going to happen.
What were some of the other things coming out of this budget committee meeting?
They also dealt with the governor's plans to consolidate a lot of HR jobs and information technology jobs at other state agencies in the Department of Administration, which is kind of like his right-hand department. This is a move that Republicans said is going to make the government more efficient, but this is something that Democrats said would really consolidate power under the governor.
We're talking right now with Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He's giving us an update on what's going on in the state legislature's budget committee with lots of things here on the table, lots of legislation. Sean, the budget committee is circling back, slated to vote on this tuition cut tomorrow. Do you think that they're going to find a common ground? Do you think it'll happen?
I think the fact that they rescheduled it for Thursday is a pretty good sign that they think that they can, you know, fix this up. I think, you know, judging by Representative Nygren's question, his view of this matter is that that the problem is in the Senate. And I think he said that it's a question of whether or not we allow a few people to railroad the process. So he seems to be indicating that if there are a few, you know, rank and file Republican senators over there who have a different opinion than the rest of their caucus, they could kind of hold things up. And that's an issue that, you know, they don't have to worry about in the assembly where they have 64 Republican representatives to, you know, 35 for Democrats. They can afford to lose a few votes and still pass the budget. So that is sort of an overarching question over all of budget negotiations. I think the fact, though, that they want to bring this back tomorrow gives you a hint anyway that they think they can get there. And really, if you compare this tuition cut to some of the other big, you know, high profile issues that they really don't have answers on, like transportation, this is a relatively small decision for them.
Do you think we'll have a budget come July 1st?
Even if we don't, it doesn't really matter because the current budget carries over into the next year. So, you know, if there are any changes that lawmakers want to make, increase funding for programs, decrease funding for programs, new programs, those aren't going to take effect if the budget's not there. But Wisconsin's not a state where government just stops if there's no new budget on July 1.
Certainly a busy time for you, busy season. What will you be on the lookout for as the budget process continues?
Well, even before they added the University of Wisconsin to their agenda for tomorrow, they being the legislature's budget committee, they had a pretty lengthy list of stuff they're going to debate, the capital budget. So this is for building projects at the University of Wisconsin and other state agencies, something they're going to take up. The medical assistance budget, so for Medicaid, Badger Care, is on their agenda. That is a huge piece of the budget. A small rate increase for personal care workers who take care of Medicaid recipients. They've got a lot going on tomorrow.
And what are you keeping a close eye on?
I think also there's this plan that would create new drug testing requirements or new work requirements, sorry, for adults who have kids, school-age kids. And so that's a departure from where they've gone in the past. They've you know, put a lot of these new requirements on people who don't have kids if they want to receive government benefits. This expands that to parents, and so it'll be interesting to see how the committee responds to that.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He joined us for an update on the latest news from the state legislature's budget committee.